Doug's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
So he's doing the thing, you know, and everything. He attended Fort Valley University, and he's transferred to Morehouse College.
Okay, so he started over there.
Yeah, he started at Fort Valley.
Uh-huh. Okay, I have friends who go to Fort Valley.
Really?
And to Morehouse.
Okay.
So are you married?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. How long?
I've been married 24 years.
Do you want to tell me about that?
Hey, it's been a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, every day have not been an anniversary, you know. But it's been good.
Okay.
Very, very good. Yeah, I can definitely say within this society, most marriage does not last as long.
Mm-hmm.
But we started young and still kicking.
What do you think your secret is then?
I don't know. I guess I have that appeal.
Okay, so what was your wedding like? Describe
it. Was very good.
Too.
We had a yard wedding, an outdoors mm-hmm. wedding. It was real nice. We had a couple of friends and everything that we went to college with. They
mm-hmm.
was part of our wedding, but it was real nice. And from there, we lived here for a couple of months, and then we started traveling overseas because
okay.
he was in the military.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've been in this house the whole time?
No, we've
oh,
been
you've
here,
lived here
only
in,
12 years.
Okay, lived
yeah.
here in Decatur.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so you said that you had some people in the wedding with you?
Yes, my childhood friend that, her name was Sandra. You know, she, we was raised together practically, you know. My sister went to elementary school together, high school, and then we was college roommates.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sweet story.
And we keep in touch, probably call each other like once a month. Or once every 2 months or something
mm-hmm.
like that. But we do get together, you know, like occasionally and everything and sit down and chat. And her husband's with Fulton County police officer and mine's with the lawyer. So
mm-hmm. Oh,
we,
so your
yeah.
husband is a police officer,
uh-huh.
so you both are police officers.
Yes. So we get together a lot,
you
mm-hmm.
know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know much about being a police officer. Can you tell me about that?
Policing is all about community service. You know, working, getting to know who's in the surrounding areas, the public, you know. Communication is a big part of policing, you know. I have been told that I was too friendly.
Wow.
But,
never hear that about a cop.
Oh, of course. No. You're too friendly. But, you know, I get a lot of respect
uh-huh.
by being out there. And if it's something going down, believe me, I am one of the first to know. Because you have so many people who could trust me.
Mm-hmm, that they come to you.
Exactly. So, being friendly is a good thing to me. You know, it's not always bad as a police officer. You know, because that's the way they look at us as being intimidating. And I don't want to be that intimidating type person. I want to just be there to assist.
Okay. So you're a uniform police officer?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what type of police work does your husband do, Sam?
Yes, he's basically an officer. He's in the office.
Okay.
I'm out in the field.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So have you always been a police officer? Or have you had
well, I've been a police officer now for 12 years.
Okay.
I have did other work. Started out as a dispatcher, 911.
Okay.
Yes. And a lot of decisions that was being made by the officer, I was like, I think I can do that. Right here is getting boring trying to keep up with them, you know what I'm saying? So I applied and got accepted in, had to go through the training.
Mm-hmm. What was that like?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Is it like what TV makes it look like real
no.
hard and physical?
No. It is the exercise and everything is something that I really wasn't used to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was used to it earlier in the years, you know, but sit-ups and stuff like that. You get away from all of that, exercise, and then